Hey everybody, it's Brother Gary with Hands Across the Border Devotions. And remember, we're down in Mexico. Hope you're having a great day. Let's dig right in. We're continuing on this parable that the Lord started in John chapter number 10 about the shepherd and the door. So I'm going to read verse 1 again, and we'll go down, I don't know, to verse 5 or so. So hang on, here we go. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. And then it goes on to say in verse number 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. And he begins to explain it. But I want to look at these first 5 verses, and I want you to look at something here, the shepherd and his sheep. And so we saw last time in verse number 14, he's the good shepherd, and I and know my sheep and am known of mine. And so he's the good shepherd, and we're the sheep. So those who are truly born again, who enter through the door, right, through Jesus Christ alone, no other way. We talked about that last time. There's no other way but Jesus Christ. So quit trying to get in any other way. You're wasting your time. Anyway, he's got some things to say about the sheep. What's exciting to know is this. He calleth his own sheep by name. Wow. You know what he's saying? He knows everything about us, our personal lives, everything. He knows our name. Not only that, he says he leadeth them out. He's the one who is to be in charge of our lives. He's the one who leads us around. He says here in verse 4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Now listen what it says. Here's a true child of God, one of the sheep. He goeth before them, and the sheep, what do? They follow him. They follow him, and they know his voice. It says, the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. So here's some key things. First of all, the sheep, they follow him. They don't follow anybody else. They follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to ask yourself a very simple question. Who are you following? In your everyday life, are you following what you think, what some book says, some whatever, your own dreams, your own desires, or are you following the Lord Jesus Christ? I've been around those people, they say, hang all your dreams up on your refrigerator so you see them, and it's all you concentrate on, and you do this and you do that, and you'll get all of these things, and if you'll just think positive and you'll do it. Listen, that's a load of hogwash. You and I, the child of God, are to follow the Lord. And you know what will happen when we do that? Our dreams will be fulfilled. They just won't be selfish ones. And so we follow him. Not only do we follow him, for they know his voice. You know what his voice, you know how he speaks to us today? He was the living word. Jesus was the living word. When he walked on the face of the earth, he was the living word. And he left us the written word. You see, we speak to God today through prayer. He speaks to us through his word. And his word must be the final authority to you and I. He is contrasting the good shepherd and the thieves and robbers, the ones that try to make us go astray. Listen to me. Listen very closely. If you're in a church and they're not following the Word of God, but they're following their dreams and they're following this and all of that, and the Bible is not the final authority, run. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But we follow Him and we know His voice. You got to get into the Word of God and you'll get to know what is of the Lord and what is not. How do we know? Through the Word of God. Not only that, in verse 5 it says, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee. Flee. Running. They take off. Why? Because there's danger. See, the good shepherd has our best interest in mind. The stranger or the thief or the robber, they have their own self-interest. I've run into a lot of those here in Mexico. They become pastors or they start a church because they can then live off of that, and it's more of an income kind of thing and taking care of themselves, and they'll holler out to Americans and get them to send money and do different things, and they don't have much of a church, but they'll take pictures and make you feel sorry for them, and so on and so forth. And there's people like that in America and all around the world. But I'm telling you this, you get to know the Word of God, you stay close to the Lord, you follow Him and Him alone, you will run when you see these guys. What do they do? They contradict the Bible, right? You go to church, it's like going to, I don't know, anything else. I mean, they don't follow the Word of God or anything. And they run. That's called separation. Why? Because the Good Shepherd has our best interest in mind. Who are you following? Are you following Him? Do you know His voice? Are you fleeing from the stranger? If you're fleeing from something, you're fleeing to someone else, the Lord Jesus Christ. How's your walk with the Lord today? I want you to think about that. Who are you following? Who are you listening to? And who are you running from and to? May the Lord bless you.